Well, that did escalate all rather quickly. I'm currently ensconced at Archon Towers. Everyone's busily working away on the papers for tomorrow. Of course, off the back of the news that Neil Adams has resigned as Norwich City manager. It obviously started escalating over lunchtime when people were saying how bookmakers had stopped taking bets on Neil Adams being the next championship manager to depart. And just about as that gained some proper weight, you saw the statement pop through from Norwich City. And in truth, I don't think many people arrived at Carrow Road today thinking that there would be a managerial change. It got the feeling of something that came along as today progressed rather than after that pretty horrendous FA Cup exit at Preston. Always the busiest day, really, when a manager changes. You have all the aftermath, all the reaction you want to get from everyone and anyone. And, of course, you're also trying to look forward as to what happens next, which is going to be a very interesting one as far as Norwich City goes. They've got some big decisions to make. And this is a crucial appointment for a lot of people to get right. But anyway, I did just want to do this because it struck me as quite pertinent, some of the things that Bradley Johnson said to me after the game on Saturday. And obviously Neil has effectively fallen on his metaphorical sword, which is sad, but you're still going to be stuck with the same players, I'm afraid. And that shouldn't be a bad thing, because this is supposedly the best squad in the championship, but these are the players that are going to have to do it, whoever the new manager is, whether it is Mike Phelan on a long-term basis or someone else. And for the record, for me, Mike Phelan gets a couple of games, and if he proves he's worth it, he'll probably keep the job. But it'll be very interesting to see what is done. But anyway, here's Bradley Johnson's answer to one of my questions after the game against Preston, talking about Neil Adams and that rather wretched day at Deepdale. We've just spoken to Neil, and he, you know, said similar things, but not quite as strongly as what you're saying. It feels like, because Neil's going to be under pressure, and he's going to take a lot of flack.
Oh yeah, he will take a lot of flack.
But he's sort of saying it's the players really today.
It's unfair to him. He will take a lot of flack because said he's the manager, but said we've let him down today, you know, and he's picked a strong team, and myself included, I've let him down, and said I'm sure most of the players will say that we've let him down, we've let the fans down, and that's what we've let ourselves down, and it's not good enough. And like I said, we've got to put it right, but can't keep him saying, oh, we've got to bounce back now. But I said today it's not good enough from us, and said he's going to come out and he's going to protect us, but said we've let him down today, we've let the fans down, and most of all, the players have got to take the blame for today, because that weren't good enough.